Magnolia Pictures. Team Sizzle Worldwide. In association with 13,700 films. The Coalition.
Hey Catalina, it's me. Just want to make sure that you're coming tonight. You're on the VIP list plus two. All right, honey, call me when you get here.
Hello.
Catalina is excited. A man calls for Blonde Carnegie.
Armand.
Red Velvet.
I didn't even think you'd listen to me when I told you about this.
Of course. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You ready? We have reservations in 20 minutes.
Where are you taking me?
Surprise.
Another girl in a black cocktail dress dabs perfume on her wrists as a man sleeps in the bedroom. Checking to make sure the man can't hear her, she makes a phone call. Over this club, just was on the dance floor, getting it on.
She told me she was gonna plot her remorse.
Prime, I see you're still not answering your phone calls. Look, I'm coming tonight, so my name better be on the list.
Skylar, stop fussing over me.
Remember, your dinner is in the microwave. All you have to do is warm it. Please take that.
I'm old, not disabled.
Can you take your medicine, please? Thank you. So you have my cell phone number, right? If you need anything, just call. Maybe I shouldn't go.
Skylar, go to the party. Have fun.
Okay. If you need anything, just call me. I'm going to keep my cell phone number.
I love you. I love you too. Now you have some fun. Now you spell fun, M-A-N. But don't bring back no DNA.
Carnegie's taken to a fancy restaurant. They're ushered in and she beams at her date as they're shown to their table. I said, girl, what you feel? That's when she said. She notices as her date discreetly tips the host. They share an intimate conversation. On the way home in his black Ferrari, he drives with his hand on her thigh and she nuzzles his ear. Carnegie's been driven home and kisses her date on the doorstep. She unlocks the door and leads him inside. In her car, Skylar puts in earrings and leaves a message for Prime.
Hey Prime, it's Skylar. Just letting you know that I'm here, but it's probably going to take me a while to get in. All right.
Skylar?
Yes?
I'm Chana, Prime's bodyguard.
Oh, hi.
He's waiting for you at the table.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The bodyguard ushers Skylar past a long line of people waiting to get into a packed nightclub. Women sip cocktails and a man, Khalif, is chatting to two women.
Hey, look here, baby girl. I don't care if you stroll in with Beyonce. Ain't nobody getting a VIP unless I say so. Now, well, you could pass it up, club with the scrubs if you want. But if you try and kick it with me afterwards, you can't come without her, she damn sure can't come without you.
Hey, Khalif.
What, man?
Come on, dog, I need you.
Damn. Think about it, I'll be back. Yo, man, what's up? I was just sending my 25th hour.
Man, you don't even know how to tell time, bro.
What?
Let's go, boy. Come on.
Catalina checks her phone.
Girl, I thought you said we had VIP.
Did you not see your name on the list? Look, they ran out of wristbands, so Lonzo has to come down and bring them to us.
Where the hell's he at?
Trust me, he has 5 minutes or I'm on to the next one.
Oh, on to the next what? Exactly?
On to the next location, the next venue, the next man if need be.
She kisses Lonzo.
Did you take longer?
Oh, hell no. Damn, I thought we had security. Who let her through? Please say something. I'll put a restraining order on you in a quick.
The only thing needing restraining is you and your ego.
Oh, dog, she obsessed with me.
Hey,
man.
Don't start.
Cleve. Here you go again.
In case of point, you here, ain't
always
you?
Talking.
Always talking, man. You always running your mouth, too. I always got a drink in here. Alcoholic, man. Look.
Yo.
Everywhere I go, she pop up behind
you
me,
wish.
Man.
You wish I would.
Please. Nah, don't give her no wristband, man. She don't deserve it.
Gone. There you go, baby.
Nah. Hey. Tell Daddy you want it, you might be able to
get it. Daddy, you wish I would ever call you Daddy.
Gone, he's got jokes.
You gonna sell me out like that?
You got jokes, man.
Lonzo hands out wristbands.
What's up? I have something to take care of. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
The guy with the Ferrari leaves his date's house and speeds to the nightclub as the girls flash their VIP wristbands at security.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Is Prime here yet? What's wrong?
One sec.
Really, China? You're just gonna walk past me like you don't even see me?
Oh, just give me a minute. I'll be right back.
A minute?
Hey, beautiful.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for coming out. I'm sorry I didn't come get you at the door. I didn't want to be rude to my guest.
Oh, it's okay. I understand. It's no big deal.
See, that's why I like you. See, you're so easy.
Oh, really? I'm easy?
Autumn.
Really?
If you just wait 1 second, step to the side, China will be right back, okay?
So that's how I'm gonna get played today? But, okay, so all of, really?
This isn't my fault. Come on.
Slide up a big boy.
This how you gonna play me?
What's up, y'all? Come on. Hey, they're with me. They're good. Don't worry about it. What's up, Autumn? How you doing?
Cleve.
The girl, Autumn, is snubbed.
So, for some reason, my name not on the list.
I don't know why you looking at me. You ain't my people.
Excuse me?
Hey, you prime old news. Tell you what, I'll go holler and see what I can do.
Really?
That's all I got.
That's some fucking bullshit.
Yo, prime.
Hello.
Oh, snap. Take it to Scott.
Lee.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's mine. You know, prime, you can't stop talking about you. Yo, we ready for the toast?
No. Dallas didn't hear you.
Where the hell is Dallas at right now?
He said he was 10 minutes away 20 minutes ago.
Oh, man. I don't understand how white dudes show up on color people time.
It's not the day for his ass to be late.
Tell me about it, man.
Dallas, the guy with the Ferrari, drives up to the front of the club.
Yo, my man, can't park there.
Tow it. Tequila.
Autumn sips a cocktail and looks resentful.
Double scotch. Neat.
She sees Dallas arrive.
Thank you, man.
Dallas.
Yes, Autumn, I'm gonna help you.
Give me the fucking VIP.
Look, I'm not trying to get in the middle
and
of
I really don't want to hear anything you gotta say, okay? He has a girl up there, doesn't he?
Trying to have a good time. You promise to behave? Look, you promise. I'm not taking you in there unless you promise.
I promise.
Dallas looks doubtful, but decides to let Autumn in. He drains his scotch.
Come on.
He escorts three women, including Autumn, past security and into the VIP area.
How you doing, my man? These three with me.
Hey, you all right? Yo, Dallas.
Okay, he said I'm with him.
She's a good man.
Dallas, where the fuck you been? Are you crazy?
Look, man, don't worry about it. I got it under control. He's gonna kill you.
Yo, man, what took you so long?
Rule number one, baby.
All right.
What?
You responsible.
Got it.
Yo, we ain't here. 1080 holding it down. Shots to my man Prime. Had an outstanding season. Bought his ass off this year, and of course.
Made the All-Star team.
You know, sometimes you say growing up is important to have someone that you look up to, you know, like a role model. And in my case, that was my best friend. You deserve everything you have, my man. You got a lot of good shit coming your way.
Appreciate it.
We've been at this thing for a while.
And I know we make it look easy, but shit is really pretty hard, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but we work hard so we can play hard.
Prime, Dallas, Khalif and Lonzo hug each other, smiling and laughing. Skylar whispers to Prime,
I'm gonna go to the ladies' room real fast.
Okay. You know where it is?
I'm sure it's in the back room.
Yeah, back to the right.
Autumn fixes Prime with a resentful glare.
Hey.
No, move, Lonzo. You think I'm gonna stand here and let him disrespect me like that?
Don't start, Autumn.
Please.
Autumn, you need to chill. I'm about to throw you up out of here.
Khalif, get the fuck out of here. What you think? You running shit? You ain't running nothing, okay? You just like one of Prime hoes. Always on his dick, even when he treats you like shit. Yeah, and what you need to do? Take care of your babies, okay?
No, what you need to do is get my family out of this, all right?
Three babies, like two different baby mamas? Fuck you, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here, all
right? No, you don't tell me what to do.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Me and you are done. It's over.
Oh, really? 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 And how am I supposed to know that, Prime? Because you were man enough to tell me? And we both know that didn't happen. So what? I can't come toast the great Optimus Prime? Is that it?
Get the fuck out of my bed.
Get off. Her shit's so good, you gotta shut on me in front of all these fucking people.
Get your crazy ass out here.
Skylar's grandma's eating.
Hello?
Hi, Grandma. Just checking on you.
Skylar, why are you calling me from a party?
Oh my God, you should see this place. It's amazing. It's like a million beautiful people here.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Listen to me, baby. You can't let anyone steal your joy.
He just looked my way tonight. He's so gonna get it.
Isn't he with someone?
Oh, Little Miss Muppet? She can't keep a man like Prime.
I saw how excited you were to go to that party. So if you're there, be there. Make them remember your name.
No, I'm just gonna come home a little earlier.
It better not be because it's time for me to take those blood thinner pills.
No, ma'am. Honestly, I'd just rather be there than here.
All right, baby, I'll see you in a little while.
The guys dance with the two women Khalif brought in. Prime's grin drops when he sees Skylar back from the bathroom and she's upset to find him dancing with someone new.
Hey, you back?
Long line at the bathroom. Sorry.
Hey, no problem. Everything okay? You look like something's wrong.
No, everything's okay. I'm gonna leave, actually.
What? I thought you were having a good time.
I am. I'm having a great time. I just, you know, I don't like leaving my grandmother by herself for a long time. Mm. Sorry.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, let me walk you out.
You don't have to walk me out. It's okay. I brought, you know, it's your party. Enjoy it. And I'll be okay. Just call me tomorrow.
She pecks him on the cheek and leaves.
All right.
Prime gazes at her and sighs. Autumn weeps as she waits for a ride outside the nightclub. Skylar stands next to her.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm sorry, I saw you crying.
No, I'm sorry. I had a bad night, so.
It's all right.
Are you Prime's new girl?
No, we're just friends.
A car pulls up.
You seem like a sweet girl. Be careful.
Autumn gets in and leaves. Later, Khalif's taken the two girls home and they join him in the swimming pool. Tonight. Lonzo and Catalina arrive home.
find out Prime is a foodie.
I'm starving.
Okay, what do we have?
Let's see.
We can make sandwiches. Not so much.
What's that?
Jackpot. Lasagna. Thank you.
Nice. You want some wine?
Yes, please. Figure out how this works.
All right. Look at you knowing your way around the kitchen. That's hot. You know how to cook, too?
There isn't much I don't know how to do, Lonzo. You knew this by now.
You see? You can't just be sexy, can you? Mm-mm. You gotta be cocky, too.
Hey, I'm not being cocky. I'm just telling the truth.
Right.
Seriously, though, I actually did study under some of the top chefs in Paris for like a year.
I love France.
Yeah?
I love it. I shot a film there a few years ago. I swear the food there is like... Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Yes, like my mom firmly believes that a woman should be able to cook for her man.
Sounds like you have a smart mother.
You have no idea.
You are absolutely beautiful, you know that?
Thank you.
He kisses her.
And you can cook.
Prime makes a call.
Skylar, just wanted to give you a call. Make sure you made it home safe. Oh, it was really nice to see you tonight. Yeah. Hey, why don't you give me a call in the morning? Maybe we can grab brunch or something. All right? Sleep well.
Dallas wakes up on the couch. He answers the door to Autumn.
What are you doing here?
She steps forward and kisses him. Dallas doesn't resist. The next morning at Prime's house, the guys are playing pool.
Come on. Tell me I ain't throw a kick-ass party last night, man. Diddy ain't got shit on me.
That's it. What I want to know is where the fuck were you all night?
I already told you. Rule number one?
What's rule number one again?
ABC. Always be close.
Be close. Right, that's my man. Those rules don't work, man. Come on.
Had to close down the Carnegie chick last night.
Yo, how she do, man?
She had a Prime Alexander night. 28 points, shot 54% from the three-point line.
Damn, that's pretty good, bro.
That is a good night.
You gonna see her again?
Nah. I'm already working on my next lottery pick.
Of course you are. Hey, hold up. Seriously, what was up with Autumn? That's what I want to know. Dude, she was tripping all night.
Yo, that's Dallas. I told you not to let her ass in the party.
She was fine till she saw you kiss Skylar.
What? Yo, look, she was crazy from jump, man. Red flag.
I told his ass.
Amen.
You guys relax.
Damn, man.
Relax. I mean, it's all good. Whatever, man. Yo, anyone else close last night?
Well, I had to trade Nathaniel.
A trade what? A dude?
A dude? Nah, man. The two chicks from the pool last night. Man. I'm telling you, strawberries, wine, candles, it was quite exquisite.
I'm feeling that. I'm very happy for you. What about you, Zoe?
Oh, I had a good time, man.
Y'all know he's handcuffing Catalina all night talking about, I love you, baby.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yo, what's up with you? What's up with you and her anyway?
Man, I don't know. I like her. I like her a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, you know, just be careful with her, you know what I'm saying?
I will.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, go ahead and let's redesign this whole setup over here.
The scarves?
Yeah, I don't like it. And let's redress her too. Okay. Anyway, like I was saying, so, you know, his tie and handkerchief matched my dress. Paparazzi was going crazy. Prime warned me that I should have put my sunglasses on in the car, but it, I know, right?
At night?
You're not that cute. Oh. Hi. How are you doing? You look so cute.
You too.
Hey, Heidi. Hi, honey. How are you? Super cute. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Dylan, do you mind getting us a couple glasses of wine?
Not at all.
So, how are you guys doing?
Good. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Fabulous, as always.
So, I guess you know why we're here. We need something amazing to wear to the Rico Terrell Gala.
Oh, okay, of course.
And I heard this year is an all-black affair. I wonder who decided to do that.
That's me.
Okay.
I'll go and get you guys the book, and I'll show you what I have coming in next week.
Okay.
Okay?
Ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here you go, sweetie.
So, Autumn, is this the wine that you purchased while you were in San Francisco last week?
I wasn't in San Francisco last week. Why? What's going on?
It's probably nothing.
What's probably nothing? Okay, spill it.
Jessica said that she saw Prime in San Francisco last week with another woman.
And that gossip website said that you were kicked out of Prime's party.
Well, you shouldn't believe everything you read. Okay, first of all, I was not kicked out. We had a fight. It wasn't the first, and it won't be the last.
Okay, and what about that girl that he was kissing at his party? You know, the one that he was all up on?
Oh, you mean the peasant who was rocking last year's Rummischsale collection? Well, I'm not worried about her in the least.
Okay. Maybe we could show them the new Narelle collection.
Yes, I am sure one of these beauties can pull off such a stunning dress. You know what? I have work to do, so I'm gonna go. But you ladies shop, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, maybe let's take a look at a few dresses. Do you mind?
Just bring out what you have.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to.
Dylan gives the women a look. Carnegie checks her phone. She puts it down and flips through a magazine impatiently before picking it up again. Her roommate smiles.
Carnegie, if you don't stop checking that phone, do you think it's gonna ring just because you want it to?
I'm just checking the service. Sometimes it gets spotty in here.
Uh-huh. Yet I have the same carrier and I'm 4 bars strong.
I know. Why hasn't he called me?
I mean, you just saw him last night. He's probably working today.
I know. It's just, that was the most amazing date.
Well, what did he say when he dropped you off?
You mean when he left?
So he came in?
Oh, yeah.
Well?
And it was amazing. I'm not even kidding. Like, this is the best date I've ever been on. Hands down.
So you slept with him after dinner, and he hasn't called you back.
It's not like that.
Not like what?
They're making it seem like because he slept with me, he doesn't want to be with me.
Well, have you ever gone on this long without him speaking to you?
I mean, not since we met.
It's probably nothing.
You think?
I know. I'm sure you're right. Sounds like you guys have an amazing connection. Now let's get dressed and get some drinks at Duke's. Your phone rings in other places besides the living room.
Dylan knocks on Autumn's office door.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, they're gone. How you doing? You doing okay?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
No, I mean, I'm just wondering because, you know, having them catty bitches in your store, you know.
Who, Heidi and Shannon?
Yes, Heidi and Shannon.
No, I'm not worried about them at all. They will never change. But, you know, as long as they continue to shop here, I really don't care.
Amen. So you looking at that website?
I don't even know what website they're talking about. So,
whobanginwho.com.
And how do you know that?
Oh, girl, please, do not let the bougie fool you. I mean, come on, you know I keep up on my gossip. My college girlfriend runs the site. I saw these pictures this morning,
Prime kissing that girl. Honey, why didn't you just tell me that you guys were having trouble?
Because it's no big deal. It's not that serious.
It's serious.
Dylan, I really don't want to talk about this right now, so.
Yo, 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 I got a delivery.
I'll get it.
Returning to the store to sign for the delivery, Dylan smiles at the delivery guy.
Hi, Quentin.
Hi. Dylan, when you gonna stop playing and let me take you out to dinner?
Huh.
Hey.
What is this?
It's actually a delivery for your cousin.
On a Saturday?
Yeah. Apparently it's a special delivery.
Okay. Right this way. Delivery.
Oh, hey, Q.
Hey, Miss Lady. Got a delivery for you.
Autumn signs for it.
Are you serious?
Quentin puts out his hand.
Are you waiting for a tip? Seriously, he just asked me out.
Hey, gotta save up. We already know how your signature ladies are.
Bye, Q. Wow.
Dylan, call me. You won't regret it.
I don't even know. What is this? Is this from Milan? What'd you get? Did that say it was from Prime? Maybe it's some new shoes? Autumn. Is this your stuff from Prime's house?
It looks that way.
He cut up your pictures?
Apparently so.
Autumn rummages through the box of her things.
Honey, I'm so sorry. Look, this is stupid, okay? This is petty. Okay, I'm gonna take care of this, okay? Don't worry about it. I got it, okay?
Dylan whisks the box out of sight as Autumn struggles to hold back the tears. Skylar's napping on the couch.
Grandma, I got it.
She goes to the door where a smartly dressed driver is waiting.
Hi, can I help you?
Miss Hathaway?
Yes.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'm your driver for today. Compliments of Mr. Prime Alexander. Your first appointment is at 1 p.m.
My first appointment?
Yes, ma'am. I can't tell you where we're going, but I do have a schedule here for your grandmother, so she's not worried.
So this is like one of those scavenger hunts or something?
I'm not at liberty to say, ma'am, but I do expect your granddaughter to have a lovely evening.
Give me 1 minute.
Not a problem, ma'am.
You remember that purse that I lost last year in Vegas?
Uh-huh, because you forgetful.
Why is that the newer version in purple?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I love it.
Well, I got a surprise for you waiting at the house. I think you might like it.
Shut up. No, you don't.
I guarantee I do.
Stop!
Right next to the new shoes I just got you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Yo, baby, come on. Let's go see if that bag you was looking at last week.
I don't try to change the subject. How the hell is that hoe gonna come over here talking some hey cash like she knows you like that?
Look, I don't know
that
girl.
Where do you know that girl from?
Like I said, I don't know that girl.
Where do you know that girl from?
Maybe she was at the club or somewhere with Prime. You know we got groupies everywhere.
You need to tell your little bitches not to come over and talk to you when they see you walking with your woman.
I'm glad you recognize that. Now, can we keep it moving?
No, I'm serious, Khalid.
You're saying you're causing a scene for nothing.
Try me if you think I'm playing. I'm so tired of that simple shit. I don't care if I'm causing a scene.
Look, I ain't do shit, all right?
No, you ain't do shit.
My name and I'm in trouble.
You think you slick. You think I'm stupid, but I got something for that ass. You wait and see.
See, that's your problem right there.
No, you go find her. No, I'm not threatening you. That shit was disrespectful.
Go find, come on.
She was. No, 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 no. Come here. Don't embarrass me in public, because you're about to get your.
See, you always wilding out.
This is your first appointment for the day here. When you need me, I will be outside here waiting on you.
Skylar has a massage in a luxurious spa.
shine, even on your worst day. You're bright, even in dim company. You may feel
wearing a soft white robe, she has a facial, a manicure, and a pedicure.
You march strong to the rhythm of your own drum. I bet you nobody ever told you where you came from, star child.
Her hair is styled and makeup done, but she looks apprehensive.
I know you.
Catalina's phone rings.
Hello?
Hey, sexy. Is it too late to call?
It's 6:30.
I know. I'm just playing.
So, what's up? I thought you were going out with Khalif in Dallas.
Yeah, I was, but I have a really big important meeting on Tuesday, and, you know, I don't want to be out drinking with the guys, and I don't know, I just kind of want to keep my head right, you know?
Wow, smart guy. I think I like you.
Wait, you think you like me? What's up with that? You don't know by now?
Oh, I know. So, what are you doing?
Well, that's why I was calling. My family and I are having a little movie night tonight. And I wanted to see what you were doing, see if you want to roll through. Maybe watch one of those chick flicks my mom's been begging me to watch with her.
Okay, so you're telling me that you're spending a Saturday chilling with your mom watching chick flicks. How cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mama's my rock.
Wow. Not a lot of people can say that.
Now, what do you mean? You're not close to your mom?
Let's just say my mom is married and she has children, but close isn't a word I use to describe her relationship with anyone.
Wow, Catalina, I'm really sorry to hear that, honey.
So, what movies does your mom have on the lineup?
Oh, we got Love and Other Drugs. And Goodwill Hunting, of course.
Oh, my vote is definitely for Goodwill Hunting. I love me some Matt Damon and Cole Hauser, good old Boston badasses.
Mm-hmm.
So, 20 minutes?
Awesome. That's perfect.
Okie dokie, babe. Just so you know, looking a little crazy, I definitely was curled up in a ball reading a book in some sweats.
Oh, my bad. I see what you're doing. Okay. That's right. You're fishing for compliments right now. We could play this game. No, you know what? I can't even. You are naturally beautiful from head to toe, so.
Thank you. Very, very sweet of you.
All right. Well, drive safe, honey, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Well. Oh, that is soft. I know. I was surprised to find that your hair is still natural. You know you have so many options when it is. And so I wanted to soften up your curls a bit.
It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
So, how long have you been dating Prime?
Oh, I wouldn't call it dating just yet. I mean, we met a few months ago, so we've hung out a few times. But, I like him. He's really nice.
Really? So all the things you hear about the great Optimus Prime, it isn't true?
You know, to be honest, I wouldn't have a clue as to what they say about him. I moved out here to take care of my grandmother, so she's been my main focus. All that matters is that he's nice to me.
So, you're not one of those Jersey chasers, you know, running behind him because he has all those millions?
Definitely not one of those. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm more concerned about how a man treats me than what's in his wallet, you know? I actually had a run-in with a few of his admirers the other night at the club. Just being in a room with those women made my skin crawl. And I would totally understand if he had trust issues dealing with those type of women, you know, just throwing themselves at him.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, honey. They're everywhere. That's why I make it my business to find out these girls are dating my brother. For the right reasons, or because he's a pro basketball player.
Prime is your brother?
Milan Alexander at your services.
I had no idea. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, honey. You said enough. I'm just happy to find out that
My brother's with someone who's with him for the right reasons. You're a sweetheart. Keep it that way. And don't break his heart.
Millarn smooths down Skylar's hair and fluffs it out at the back. Dallas picks up Khalif in his Ferrari.
So what's up, baby? Baby, come on. No, we'll be out there in a little bit.
Khalif! Khalif! Who the hell plays basketball this damn late at night? Seriously, you better have your ass back by 9 o'clock. I'm not playing with you, Dallas.
Why can't you just find somebody else tonight and have a little fun?
Because no one gets me like Dallas.
Oh, you know? Nobody gets you like, okay, what does he tell you? I mean, I don't know. This guy sounds like he's kind of full of
it. No, but you're always negative like this. Every time I like somebody, you jump down my throat. Like, you gotta go with my gut. My gut is, I don't really like
it. Okay, go with your gut. What about your heart?
Chad's working. Oh, probably get some free drinks tonight.
Dallas?
Let's go.
Oh, wait. He's with a girl.
No, that's probably like his friend or like his cousin or something. Sorry, that's definitely. Let's go investigate. Sorry. Excuse me, just trying to get my boyfriend. Excuse me, guys. Dallas! Hey.
Oh, hey, Carnegie. What are you doing here?
I was gonna ask you the same thing.
Excuse me, guys.
Dallas looks coldly at her. Autumn's with Dylan.
He should be embarrassed. He's acting like a child.
Okay, honey, I was dragged out of a club. Dragged out of a club by two people holding me down. It was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing.
I wish I was there.
Look, Carnegie, you know I don't want anything, right? I'm a single man. I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
Well, I wish you would have told me that last night, because I didn't get that memo when you were in my bed.
You had to go through that by yourself. That's not... what?
That's Dallas.
I'm sorry you feel like that. I thought we were just hanging out, enjoying each other's company.
Carnegie, come on, let's go.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that, Dallas, okay? And the only reason why you're in the clear is because you never mentioned the word relationship when you were whining and dining me and bringing my favorite cupcakes. You're in the clear because you could do whatever you want, and my feelings is no consequence to how you feel.
He's doing the exact same thing that Prem did to you. Why do they all act like that? Why did they get to get away with that?
They won't.
You got what you wanted, and now you're done, right? Is that how it goes?
Come on, Carnegie, let's go.
Listen to your girl.
Screw you, Dallas!
Carnegie storms out. Catalina arrives at Lonzo's house and he meets her with a sleepy child in his arms. Catalina's all dressed up and carrying a cake box.
Nice. 20 minutes, huh? 2 hours later.
Whatever.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. Who's this little princess?
This beautiful little thing is my niece.
Hello there.
She's so precious.
So cute.
You ready to go inside? They have been waiting to meet my beautiful girlfriend all day.
Your girlfriend.
Did I say something wrong?
No, babe. Girlfriend is just fine.
I like that. Come on.
My name is Catalina, too.
Hi, family. This is Catalina, everyone. Catalina is my family.
Lonzo, don't have her thinking you're raised by wolves.
Oh, here we go. That's my sister.
Nice to meet you, Catalina. I'm Susie.
Nice to meet you, Susie.
This is my father. Mr. Juan Rodriguez.
Wow, Mr. Rodriguez, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Catalina.
Hope you don't mind I brought some cake for dessert.
Oh, I don't mind. What kind of cake do we have?
It
don't matter what kind of cake it is. You ain't having any.
What do you mean I'm not going to have any? A man should be able to have cake in his own house if he wants to.
That's my family.
That's my cake.
Yeah.
Carnegie, come on. Come on, you cannot let him embarrass you like this. Don't let him win. He's such a fucking asshole. Are you gonna come out? Come on, Carnegie.
She's right, you know. You need to pay him back for what he did to you. I'm sorry, but that was ridiculous.
Who are you?
My name is Autumn. I used to date one of Dallas's friends, Prime, and he embarrassed me in the exact same way that he embarrassed you.
Carnegie.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. I saw that back there, and that was ridiculous. I cannot believe he did that to you. It's not right.
Why does this always happen to me? I always fall in love with assholes.
Look, Dallas, Prime, Lonzo, Khalif, all of them, that whole little crew, they're dogs, okay? They don't give a shit about anyone else but themselves.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
I feel so stupid. I feel stupid.
Do not blame yourself. I'm sure he wined and dined you, you know, did all that sweet shit.
Cupcakes.
That's what they do. Look, honey.
I'm so sorry.
It's a game to them, okay? They don't care about who they hurt in the process. It's not even about the sex to them. They just want to conquer as many women as they can, and they don't care who gets hurt in the process. Trust me.
Times like these, I'm glad I do women.
Look, if I were you, I would confront him. I would let him have it. I mean, did you see his smug ass out there? All those guys out there, they think he's a hero, and those women, they still will talk to him because they think it's something you did. They never think it's something they did.
You didn't deserve that. No matter what. I mean, he doesn't even care about you.
Not at all.
We gotta do something.
Don't let him get away with this. At all.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go out there.
Yes. Dry your eyes. All right. You look cute.
Okay.
She braces herself and strides out.
Are you guys sure about this dress? It's cut really low.
Miss Hathaway, are you in the dress?
Yes.
Are you in the shoes?
Yes.
Then get the hell out of my dressing room so we can see you.
Skylar's in a tight-fitting beige dress with a gold overlay.
You look fantastic.
The shop assistants usher her over to the mirror and she adds jewelry.
Absolutely beautiful. Vidal, you did this.
Yes, I did.
Oh, wait. Don't forget about the purse.
Oh, I don't have a purse.
Of course you do.
That is so beautiful.
Isn't it?
You guys are so amazing.
No. Yeah. We know. Get going.
Thank you. I'll put in a good word for us.
Vidal opens the door, Prime's waiting, and she throws her arms around him.
Oh.
I have had the most amazing day of my life.
Well, you deserve it. I mean, I know taking care of your grandmother can't be that easy. Wow. Now, come on. The night has only begun.
Taking her by the hand, they get into his black Mercedes. Khalif's shocked as Carnegie sits down next to Dallas and his new girl.
He's coming back,
So, how do you know our mutual friend Dallas?
Excuse me?
Well, let's see. You're having drinks at his favorite place to be seen, so you must be new. He took me here on our second date. We snuggled in a booth over drinks. Has he brought you pastries yet? Oh, I'm sure he's asked you all about your favorite things by now, huh? I love that bracelet. Let me guess. He said it reminded you of him when he got it. He's as dainty just like your wrist. Mine's gold. He gave it to me before he walked in here last time.
Yo, you balling like that, man.
But you know, don't worry. He's not gonna try anything tonight because the sex won't be good enough until you're hooked. He likes sweet kisses that he feels are escaped. Well, I mean, that's what he told me, at least. But from the look of it, you got about 10 more days of access to him. And then, he'll fuck you like he fucked me last night. And then, there's no more phone calls just to hear your voice. He's gonna make it seem like you did something, and he's gonna act like you're a psycho if he runs into you in public, making everyone think that you're some stalker girl he just can't break. Well, he told me that of the girl before me. I'm sure he told you the same thing about me, right?
Carnegie? What are you trying to prove here?
Just trying to get it off my chest, Alice. Just trying to get all the facts straight, you know what I mean? Because you're fucking good. You're really good. You should be an actor like Lonzo. I mean, you would win an Academy Award hands down. Ooh, I'll take one of these. The least you can do is buy me a drink. That's
good. Real smooth. But then it leaves this bitter taste in your mouth.
That was awesome.
Oh my gosh, it was.
Hey, let me help you, bro. Hey, you know, I ain't never gonna let you hear the end of this.
Very classy, Carnegie. Thank you.
Carnegie has thrown the cocktail in Dallas's face, and his friends help to dry him off. Primes on his date with Skylar and puts his jacket around her shoulders. They sit and talk and eat in an open-air restaurant with the lights of the city behind them. I love your style. They laugh and seem very relaxed in each other's company. The way that you walk, the way that you dress, I haven't met one. He holds her hand and kisses it as she gazes adoringly at him. Treat me so good, you've captured my heart. Ain't nothing. Slowly, they drift towards one another for a romantic kiss. You say that you love me, and I hope that is true. Cause I must. Later, they're in bed as a roaring fire burns in the fireplace. She says that she's in love with me. And I hope that is true, girl. Cause I love you too, girl. She says that she's in love with me. And I hope that is true, girl. Cause I love you too, girl. They kiss tenderly, and Skylar reaches for his hands as the fire burns. As Skylar's having sex with Prime, Autumn's at home, looking at her laptop. Vidal, Dylan, and Autumn are having brunch with Catalina, Carnegie, and Mira.
Trying to keep your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Those earrings are really cute.
Really?
I'm gonna steal them
for you. My mom definitely bought them at your store.
She did?
Yes.
Yes, those are our spring line.
Learn your line.
Wait.
First of all, that's not my job. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, please.
Sweetie, you need to come to my place? And I'll hook you up with a nice dress to go along with them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do not try to steal my clients. All right?
Please.
No, how's your mom doing? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's doing so good. Her and my dad actually just got back from town. They were like away for 3 weeks.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Shopping?
Yeah, shopping.
They were Paris Fashion Week. That's when my family suddenly needs to get international as well.
Exactly.
Oh,
big shoppers.
Oh, her cute though.
Excuse me?
So cute.
Miss Hathaway.
Who are you yelling at?
Miss Hathaway.
Oh, who's that?
You just wait and see.
Who's that?
Oh my God, Miguel, I was gonna call you
tomorrow and say thank you for everything.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
Well, wait, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be having breakfast in bed?
No, I'm here to pick up a to-go order for my grandmother.
Where are my manners? Ladies, this is Skylar. Skylar, this is Catalina.
Carnegie.
Hi.
What was your name again, baby?
Mira.
Yeah, Mirror, get one. This is Dylan, and that's Autumn over there in the corner. Yeah.
I remember you from the other night.
Well,
nice to see you again.
Wait a second. Yeah. How do you two know each other?
We ran into each other the other night at Prime's party.
Really? Mm-hmm. Grab a seat, sweetie. Your food isn't ready. Grab a seat. Well, how did it go? Tell me all about it.
Okay.
Oh, ladies? I had the pleasure of dressing Miss Skylar with a fabulous evening with Sir Prime Alexander.
Okay, you have to see.
Okay.
Wow.
That's crazy.
A date, huh? Mm-hmm. You have a good time?
Oh, yeah, it was really nice. I mean, we just went and had dinner, walked in the park.
Please, don't try to downplay it. She got the works, hair, makeup, everything. And then he sent her to my place to pick out a fabulous outfit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sounds quite familiar.
Right.
Dallas.
You had a nice time, huh?
Yeah, I did. You know, he's absolutely the sweetest guy I've ever met.
He's just really nice.
Wow, the biggest sweetheart ever.
Dylan?
No, I mean, wow. Well, you know that Autumn dated Prime, and he wasn't the biggest sweetheart to her near the end. So, it's weird.
Huh. No, I mean, she should know. She should know what she's getting into, right?
Look. We don't even know her, and honestly, we don't even owe her anything to even explain, you know, what happened with Autumn, make her relive the experience. So, I don't think we really need to explain anything.
I'm gonna let you guys to your lunch.
Skylar, wait, I'm sorry. She's my cousin, I get a little protective. But I do think that you should know what you're getting yourself into before you go too deep.
Dylan looks around the table for the approval of her friends.
Please stay.
Honestly, I really didn't know. If you don't mind me asking, what happened?
That's a very good question. I don't know what happened. We got into this fight, and then the next thing I know, he's like cursing me out in public, throwing my things out, you know, calling me out my name. It's just what I thought was a little fight was the end of my relationship.
Is that what happened the other night?
Yep.
I wish Sima would have given me the heads up about Dallas. I hate that motherfucker. I really do hate him. I'm sorry. I hate him. I hate him.
I'm sorry, who's Dallas?
He's one of Prime's friends.
Seriously, just like Autumn, for the first couple of months, he was like a fucking unicorn. I mean, calling 2-3 times a day, emailing, the whole night. Then I spent the night with him, and guess what, the whole next day, nothing. So, me and I go to the bar, get a few drinks, and he is cuddled up with some other chick wearing the exact same bracelet he gave me. So, anyways, I confronted him, and he basically had me in the bathroom crying, and that's when Mira and Autumn were like, oh, sorry, Dylan was there too, sorry. Go out there and confront him. I mean, he's out there having a great time with those girls. Well, she acted like a hooker. Anyways, so I went out there and I called him out on his shit. I handled some business that day, remember, girls? No, she did too. Did. But you know what? That's exactly what she should have done, because those guys, they do it to everybody, they get away with it, and nobody says anything. Dallas, Khalif, Prime, I don't know about Lonzo.
Well, birds of a feather do flock together.
Hey, remember yes, that, watch
they,
it.
We don't, we do. Don't know.
They mm-hmm. don't know.
And we
no.
need to put we a stop to it.
That's like saying that I'm drinking as much as this one over here.
Ooh. Girl.
What? You really? Birds of a feather flock together? All right. Y'all all get down.
I'm celebrating. Okay. I'm celebrating.
Look, all the ladies are trying to say is just be careful. That's all.
Okay. Thanks. I'm gonna go. It was nice meeting you, lady.
I'm sorry if we...
Nice meeting you, too. Just was... letting you know.
Yeah.
Just take care.
Looking disillusioned, Skylar leaves, picking up her takeout on the way out. Autumn takes a drink from her cocktail and looks like she's plotting something. Catalina's cuddled up in bed with Lonzo.
How is it that you're not like Khalif, Dallas, and Prime?
What do you mean?
Look, I've known you guys for a while now, and you know they're shady. I wouldn't even talk to you if I thought you were like them.
Catalina, they are not shady. They're not, I'm telling you. Look, I've known those guys my whole life, practically. I mean, I met Prime when I was 8 years old, for crying out loud. I used to be taller than that fool back then. I swear to God. And then we met Khalif in high school, and Dallas in college. They're good guys. Their problem is they love women. What's so bad about that?
Okay, but let's say a girl really, really likes a guy, and she's in it for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just chilling, seeing where things go, and they finally sleep together, and he dumps her. Someone that does this repeatedly,
mm-hmm.
that's a good guy?
That's not fair. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. Besides, Autumn brought that shit upon herself. You know that.
I know for a fact that Autumn is not the only woman he's done that to.
Okay. First off, you can't say that. It's a completely different situation, babe. All right? Think about it. They were dating for over a year. right?
Yeah.
Okay, and he was really good to her. Look, regardless of all this crap, that's their life, right? What happened between them is between them. I'm cool with that. Look, what you need to be focusing on right now is not what Prime and Autumn were doing. It's that you never do that to me. You understand me?
You know I'm old, baby.
You promise?
I promise.
They snuggled down. Skylar arrives at Prime's house to find Autumn waiting for her on the street outside. She strolls over casually.
What are you doing here?
Nice new car.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Why haven't you returned any of my phone calls? I tried to contact you for over a month now.
I got your emails, I got your messages, but Prime insists that we don't speak. And being that things are really good with us, I don't think that we should either.
Okay, oh, I see. Look, I'm not trying to tell you anything, okay? I just have something you simply need to see. We'll just take a short ride, it won't take long, and I will never bother you again.
Okay, you're crazy if you think I'm going anywhere with you.
No one asked you to. You have a fancy new car. Follow me. Trust me. You want to see this.
Autumn turns on her heels and strides away, leaving Skylar taken aback. She gets into her car and follows. A big daytime party in a park near a lake. Trees are decorated with streamers and balloons. Kids jump around on the bouncy castle and footballs are thrown as parents hang out, talking and playing with their kids. Autumn and Skylar arrive in their respective cars. The two women stand together and watch the scene from a distance.
Okay. So you brought me to a kid's birthday party?
Look a little bit closer.
Skylar folds her arms and looks irritated, stepping forward for a better view. Prime's with a woman and a little boy who's about 3. He holds the boy and kisses the woman.
Guys, hey,
what's your name?
She comes towards him as Dallas tries to intercept.
Hey, Skylar, you don't want to do this right here. Hey, wait a sec. Whoa. Hey,
really, Prime?
Look, baby, I can explain.
Explain right? What? That you have a wife, that you have kids? How are you going to explain this?
I can't, not here.
I trusted you. Everybody tried to warn me, and I trusted you.
You know what, Skylar? Please.
Stop.
Let me take you
Stop.
Home.
Stop. What is wrong with you? Why would you do this? I'm not one of these groupie girls out here trying to trap you. Why would you treat me like I was one?
Skylar, baby, listen. Look, let's just talk about this later, all right? It's not what it looks
like.
I've
listened to everything that you said. Every single thing that you have told me, I listened and I believed you. What is wrong with you? You have a family, Prime. You have a fucking family.
I
hate you.
Angry, she strides away. Prime stands with Dallas, Khalif, and Lonzo, not knowing what to do.
Looking back, it's all clear to me. Should've known it
Skylar gathers the women together.
I trusted him. Like, I did everything that I could for him, and he still did this.
She's with Autumn, Dylan, Carnegie, Catalina, and Mira.
They always win.
At least you found out now, and not like a year from now.
Listen, you two are much stronger women than I am. If I had been at that birthday party, oh, no. Some people would have gone down. I mean, kids, baby mamas, like the jumping castle, like something.
But she still can. So can we. They humiliated us publicly. Let's do it to them.
I don't know, Carnegie.
How?
Hey, just think, okay? Prime always has a million cameras in his face. So, call him out on his shit like I did with Dallas.
You really think that that worked? You thought that did something? I'm sorry, but he's probably been with at least three women since you.
I hate him so much. I mean, I don't even saw him. He has a unicorn tattoo. He probably waxes his butthole.
Look, what are you trying to get out of this? Like, honestly, what are you trying to propose that we do? I mean, I get why, you know, you're angry and why Skylar's pissed, but...
Oh, so I don't have a reason to be hurt, Catalina? Is that it? Really?
Man, come on. Autumn, you knew that Prime had a fiancé. So it's not like it's some surprise to you.
Okay, fuck that. No one really cares what you have to say. Okay, boo-boo? And first of all, yes, I knew he had children. And no, I did not know he had a fiancé. And when I finally found out, he told me that he was no longer with her, so.
No, exactly. And I mean, doesn't Kennedy, like, live in Louisiana or something?
Exactly.
If he told her that they weren't together anymore, why wouldn't she believe him?
So you thought you would be the one to change him when he's the type that wouldn't change for anyone, unless he was forced to.
Okay, that's like not expecting a scorpion to sting you.
Okay, you know what? I am not going to justify my feelings for any of you, especially you.
The point is that you stayed. You stayed. Look, we all know the risk of dating an athlete, especially Prime Alexander.
But I didn't. I didn't know. What did I do? What did I do that was so bad that I deserve this?
Nothing.
I gave Prime a year of my life. All the broken promises. He sold me on this idea of like a fairy tale life. Where's my happy ending? You know, how much do we have to put up with before they realize that they can't just break our hearts and pretend like nothing happened?
But that's Prime Alexander.
Oh my God.
And nobody is going to change Prime Alexander.
Unless we force him to. What they did to us was cruel and it was wrong. And they need to be held accountable for their actions.
Look, you can't make somebody change that doesn't want to change. You just can't.
Yes, you can. Listen, all you have to do is use everything about them against them.
Quickly, without remorse.
They get their strength from running in a pack like dogs. You shake up the bond, destroy the pack.
Exactly.
You're right. Let's do it.
Autumn's lost in thought. At home, Skylar makes a call.
Hi, yes, I'm with Prior Lamborghini, and we have a lease on a car that's in arrears that needs to be picked up. Yes, I know exactly where it's going to be on Saturday. The license plates read WORK, W-O-R-K. Yes.
Hello? Hi, I would like to report someone. I know seven women he's given herpes to. Well, probably more than that. His name? It's Dallas Lauderdale. Yeah, oh.
Mira, it's your turn.
Mira makes a call to a woman who's washing dishes.
Hello?
Shanita?
This is Shanita. This is Mr. Prime Alexander's publicist, Jani.
Okay.
Prime is setting up a special surprise for Mr. Khalif Wyatt at the upcoming Rico Terrell Gala
and would like you to attend.
Okay.
Great.
He'll send a car for you at 8 p.m. on Saturday, and he asks that you keep this a secret. Thank you.
Dylan phones her buddy at the gossip website.
Now, this is completely anonymous, though, right? I mean, you're my girl, and I'm sending this to you because I want you to get the scoop, but I can't have this traced back to me. Okay. You ready for this? Well, have you heard a little rumor about Khalif Wyatt and his very, very close boyfriends? Gay clubs and stripping, and honey, I have a picture. And I am sending it to you right now. You are welcome. Girl, you're my sorority sister. I gotta hook you up.
Hell yeah, you can come through. You gotta bring a friend, though. Yo, I gotta get out this mall, girl. I'm feeling all eyes from all guys.
Shit.
Hey, Khalif.
Yo, hold up.
What? Khalif?
Yo, how you know my name, little man?
Oh, baby, I make it a point to keep up with all the available ass out
there. What the hell you talking about, man?
Please. Like, you haven't been on whobanginwho.com?
Who what?
You got the whole expose exposing your love for the boys.
Love for the boys, man. I'm all about the ladies, and the ladies know it. Ask your girl, she know.
What? Excuse you.
I'm just going based off what I read.
What you read wrong, homie. Who, what? Yo, look, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. I'm out. I'm feeling too much of a sugar rush
Let's
in this
go.
Motherfucker.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dad? What's up?
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know whose video came from.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm telling you, I have no idea how it got there.
This is going to kill your mother. It's all over the internet. It's in everybody's inboxes. You need to get out of here. Take 1 or 2 months. Just get out of here.
I swear, Dad.
No, Dallas, we're done.
Dallas's father leaves him. Prime's phone rings as he plays a video game.
Crap. Yo.
Somebody emailed everybody my dad's company my game tapes, and he damn near fired me.
Wait, what?
How did it get out there, Prime?
Yo, man, why are you asking me? I don't know. I don't be watching your game tapes.
Autumn.
What?
Nothing, man. Let me call you back.
Yeah,
what up? Dallas strides into Autumn's store.
Where is she?
Hi. May I help you with something?
Where is Autumn Dillon?
I'm sorry, she's not here. Why?
She knows why. You tell her, I know she did it.
Did what?
Dylan and Dallas lock eyes, and he gives her a menacing stare before turning on his heels and striding out. Autumn appears.
Hmm. Well. So it begins. So that's going to be $2,476.32.
Mr. Prime, good to see you again.
V-Dog, good to see you. You look good. I see you built another wing on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, this place looks great. I love it.
Thank you.
Mr. Alexander?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your credit card declined.
Why don't you just swipe that again for me?
I already ran it twice.
Come here, swipe it again. I'm sure there's a computer glitch or something. It's been doing that lately, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it declined again. Do you have another card?
He gets out another card.
Let me do it.
Thank you.
2 seconds, not to worry.
No problem.
They look concerned.
Yeah. It was declined.
What do you mean it was? That's a limitless card.
There must be a problem with the bank. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Prime snatches back his card.
What are you laughing at? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, come on. I'm delirious. I'm so hungry right now.
Clearly.
How's
it
feel?
Is that
good?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
girl.
Oh,
oh my God. Babe. Was that Khalif?
Deadass, is that your boy Khalif?
He was naked.
Yo. Can you please call that man? What is he doing? What?
He's on something.
Yo, did that really just happen? Am I bugging?
Hey! Dog, I swear to God, we just saw some dude look just like you run down the street with his balls flapping, bro.
No,
bueno. We're at the restaurant we always hang at.
Yo, good look on the clothes, man. Yeah. Can't believe that shit happened.
Yo! What up, brothers? Fuck wrong with y'all? Hey, did I see you running down the street naked?
Aw, shit, man, what? You saw me, you didn't even try to help me?
That was you?
We're supposed to be boys, man.
Dude, I tried calling you. What the hell?
Tried calling me? Did it look like I had my fucking phone on?
Look, I need to know right now, did one of y'all let out my gang tapes?
What?
Somebody uploaded on the internet, emailed to everyone in my company's directory. Ah, my mom, fuck, she's gonna kill me.
Now, something ain't right. How the hell all of us gonna have a bad day all at the same time?
I mean, Flames been holding me all week, and now this shit?
What the fuck happened to you?
All my cars were canceled.
What?
$100 million man, and I ain't got no money. What kind of shit is that?
Look, all this can't be a coincidence, can it? All right, look, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now, but we got this gal in a few hours, right? Dude, we gotta get our minds right for that.
A big red carpet event. Everyone's in black and troops in as Prime stopped by a TV crew.
Mr. Alexander, over here, please. Prime, over here, please, sir. Really quick interview. Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Alexander. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, great.
Wow, you look really great.
Thank you.
So this is the 5th annual Rico Terrell Benefit Gala for Sickle Cell Anemia. What makes this such an important cause for you?
Well, you know, when I was a rookie, I volunteered at the Children's Hospital, and I met so many amazing children who suffer from this disease. And I vowed right then that I was going to do all that I could to help fund research to find a cure one day, and I kept my word.
That is awesome. How much have you raised this year so far?
Well, at this point, with this event, we've raised $3.5 million.
Congrats. That's truly a great accomplishment.
Oh, and next year, we'll do $5 million.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Prime and the others troop into the event, looking sharp in black tuxedos with white shirts and black bow ties. They smile to each other and start checking out the people, forgetting their troubles for a moment. Khalif kisses a woman at the roulette table.
What's up, baby? Dim me out.
Shanita comes over to Khalif and drapes her arms around his neck.
Khalif! Surprise!
Baby! What are you doing here?
Prime set all this up. He wanted to surprise you. Oh my gosh, this place is beautiful.
Tell me about it. You know, we always got a trick up his sleeve.
He didn't really set it up. His publicist did, but anything for my baby, you know, I was gonna be here.
All right, well, I'm glad you're here. But look, I gotta work tomorrow, so why don't you go to our table? I'll be there about 10 minutes, all right?
All right, sweetie. Go do your thing.
Hey, babe.
What? I love you too.
Oh, shit. Yo, Prime, what's up, man?
What's up,
man? Publicist invited Shanita?
No, why the hell would she do that?
But shit, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself, man. She's right over there.
Prime's confused.
Oh, shit.
I need a drink, man. Yo, somebody give me a drink, please. Quick, make it fast.
The women arrive dressed to kill in short white dresses and silver heels. Autumn's in the middle at the front and rests her hand on her hip as she surveys the room. The ladies see Khalif.
Just chill, man. It's good. Just chill out, man.
Oh, shit, man. Party's over. Man, I knew your ass was behind all this shit.
Gentlemen.
Pretty fucked up, Autumn.
So all of you are behind all this shit, huh?
I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
My credit card's Dallas's video.
Call her my baby mama. Shit's real cute.
Okay, you know what? We're just here to have a good time, just like everybody else.
Okay.
Okay. Fun.
Can I speak to you for a second?
Prime grabs Skylar by the arm.
What do you want from me?
Look, I just want to explain myself.
Explain what? Did you have a wife and kids?
Hey, wait, Skylar.
She strolls off. Prime glances around the room looking uncomfortable. The women hang out together, chatting and drinking. The event has a casino theme with a roulette wheel and craps table set up. At dinner, a man comes over to Prime.
Prime Alexander?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You got a black one again?
Yeah.
The car being towed outside, Playboy.
Say what?
The car's being towed.
Hey, come on.
I'll be right back and I'll get this.
Don, so light it up.
Yes?
I'm Officer Suggs. We see some complaints that you've been spreading sexually transmitted diseases. I'm gonna need you to come with me and answer a few questions.
What? Are you kidding me?
Sit down.
Watch, I'm not going with you.
Hey, sit down.
Come on, man. Hey.
What did he do?
Hey,
I'm telling you, man, it's them bitches, man.
It's okay, I'll get my lawyer. Hey. Hey, Lonzo. Lonzo, just call my mom.
I got it.
Bye, Taylor.
Shut the fuck up, Autumn.
The women laugh as Dallas is handcuffed and taken out in front of the whole event. Later, Skylar arrives home. She sighs when she sees that it's Prime. He pushes her against the wall and a framed picture of Skylar falls onto the floor. She looks sulky and turns her head away from him, but he grabs her face and kisses her passionately. She kisses him back and wraps her arms around his neck as he picks her up. They fall onto the couch and she fumbles with the buttons on his shirt. He pulls off his white vest, and he slips off her dress, revealing white underwear. They share a deep kiss. Katerina's sitting on her bed, staring sadly at her phone. She makes a call. Lonzo's is playing video games.
What?
Fucking bullshit.
Lonzo doesn't see his phone ringing. Catalina looks wistful. Shanita and Khalif kiss in the doorway of their daughter's room. Mira and her girlfriend sleep in each other's arms. In her apartment, Carnegie washes her face and stares at herself in the mirror. Dallas is on the phone in his Ferrari. Skylar Skylar wakes up on the couch.
Get out.
What?
Get out. I want you to leave. I want you out of my house. Get out of my house!
Throwing him his shirt, she stares at him briefly, then looks away. He puts on his t-shirt and stands up. Letting himself out, he walks away. In her apartment, Autumn stares at a framed picture of her and Prime. Tears stream down her face. As Prime wakes up with a new woman, he gets a text from Skylar. It says, "Let's call it a truce. I can't stop thinking about you. Meet me at the Buttes for brunch at 11 a.m. He puts it down gently so he doesn't disturb the woman sleeping by his side. A sly smile creeps over his face. When he turns up for brunch, Skylar's already at the table.
Hey.
Hey.
I was surprised to hear from you.
I was surprised that I texted you.
A waitress brings him a glass of water.
Thank you. So?
I'm not ready to forgive you for what you did. I gave you everything that I had, and you really hurt me. Why didn't you just tell me that you had kids and a girl from the jump?
I thought you would leave if I did.
That doesn't give you the right to take that choice from me.
You're right. I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't thinking.
You said that everything isn't what it appears. So explain.
My kids mean everything to me. And I'll do whatever it takes in order to be with them.
So you're basically saying that you're only with Kennedy so that she doesn't take your kids from you?
Yeah. Her family's from Louisiana and, you know, she would take them there. I know she would.
So where does that leave me?
Skylar. Look, I care for you. I really do.
He takes Skylar's hand.
Please.
Is the seat taken?
Kennedy.
Thanks for the call, Skylar. Why don't you scoot over?
Kennedy sits next to Prime on the bench seat, so Prime's stuck between the two women.
I'm gonna let you guys talk.
No. Please stay. You have just as much a right to be here as I do. You're looking all scared. What, you don't have anything to say? No lies, no excuses? We're all here now. Talk. So you're the girl from the website, huh? She's a bit younger than Autumn. How's your grandmother?
Excuse me?
Oh, you thought I didn't know about you until you called this morning? Come on, I know everything the Prime does. Everything. From the helicopter rides, to the shopping sprees, to the condo on East Lake Drive. Everything. I know what you're thinking. If I know this, why don't I leave? Because I love him. He's the father of my children. And I love his ass. What you need to know, Miss Thing, is before you get romantically involved with the man, make sure you know everything there is to know about him. You see, arrogant, selfish, rich individuals like my fiancé, they prey upon sweet, innocent women. Like you. I know he hurt you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called. And I'm sorry for that. And trust me, he won't hurt you again. Now, if you'll excuse us, my fiancé and I have a few things to discuss.
Skylar walks out.
What did I tell you the last time? I told you if you do this to me again, it's over. I can't put up with this. I won't. I've been here with you through everything, Prime. Everything. I'm the mother of your children. Does that mean nothing to you? I've dealt with this before. I'm not dealing with it again. I can't sit around until you figure out if you want to be what you should be.
Look, baby. I'm sorry. Kennedy, I don't...
No, just stop it. I'm done. Done. I'm so done. You know, you want to be the $100 million playboy? So be it. Me and the kids are leaving. I'm going back to Louisiana.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
She gives him back his ring. In Autumn's store, Dylan's chatting to Quentin, the delivery guy.
Ice cream. You want to go get ice cream?
All girls like ice cream.
Well, that's true. Prime, excuse me. Prime, you can't go back there.
Fucking life.
You fucking
stupid ass. Fuck! I steal your fucking ass.
Get out! Oh my god. I'm calling the police. Yes, it's an emergency. Prime Alexander just attacked my cousin. Camelback in 24th. It's a boutique. Autumn de Brézé. Yes, please hurry. Autumn.
Quentin restrains Prime as he glares at Autumn.
I just know that's not a stupid drama.
Prime's released from City Hall.
Thank
you guys for coming. Okay?
What happened?
He attacked him.
Did you press?
You all of you happy now?
Oh, we're not gonna talk about it.
You got what you wanted? You wanted to humiliate
me? Fuck you, Prime. Fuck you. You got exactly what you deserve, and you need to be glad that I didn't press charges.
Man, I can't believe how far y'all took this shit. Uploading pictures on the internet, calling my baby mama, and to torture me? I ain't done nothing to none of y'all.
It don't make any difference.
I mean, even with all this, me and my boys, we gonna still do us.
You and your boys, you gonna still do you, right?
Because you're so close, right? Best friends?
Let's go. Because you're so close? Let me think. Did Dallas tell you that I've been fucking him for the last 2 months?
Oh shit.
Yeah. Are you kidding? What? You've been having sex with Dallas this entire time?
Are you serious? This isn't about that, all right?
So you eating off my sloppy seconds, I see, huh?
That's how she found the fucking sex tapes.
You know, all this proves is how much of a hoe you are.
Just like you were cheating on me with Jeff Trepanier.
Seriously? She wasn't cheating on you with Jeff. She was cheating on Jeff with you, you arrogant... Let's go. We don't need this.
That's right. Do the math, Prime. I was with him when I met you.
Adam, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're just gonna roll down the assembly line. Is that what you're gonna do?
What about Khalif?
Yeah, what my slice said.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I should, and maybe I'll be just like Prime. Especially since he fucked Catalina.
What?
Yeah, you thought I didn't know.
Yo, really?
But what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with
you? Yeah, why are you starting shit? Prime and Catalina? Prime and Catalina never hooked up.
Really? Prime?
Hey, yo. Look, man, that was a long, long time ago, man. Don't get worked up over that.
Don't get worked.
What you doing, man? Chill out.
Hey, Lonzo. Hey, relax. Man. I fucking told you a fucking long time ago. It was before you even knew her.
1080 for life, huh?
Chill out, man.
Really?
Look, baby, listen. It was a really long time. But I tried.
You know, this whole thing was part of your plan, wasn't it? This whole thing, right?
This had nothing to do with us.
Nothing to do with us.
So part of your sick little revenge.
Awesome. Yeah, just, you know, shut up. All right?
Fuck you, Otto.
Oh, I bet you wish you could.
Stop. It's enough. It's enough.
You know what? I don't even need this shit.
Dylan's left alone as everyone goes their separate ways.
Autumn, wait.
I've been taken before.
Catalina cries at home.
You're not the first to rob me of my peace and my sanity. You've taken all my peace and my sanity. You must have been.
Khalif shares a candlelit bath with Shanita.
With that whole romantic love spilled away, maybe I just didn't hear.
Mira and Carnegie do shots in a bar.
You run over my heart and then ask for it back. You must think that that's all right. Well, it's not all right.
Autumn straightens up the store.
But you're not even here.
Dylan and Quentin get ice cream.
You're just the lovely idea of one who I accidentally loved and gave everything.
Dallas eats at home with his parents.
The girl on the piano band.
Is that her?
Lonzo's with his sister and rejects a phone call.
What do you think?
I take it you're still not talking?
Nope. What do you want to watch?
Basketball.
They high five.
Look at you. No. Did you feel sorry for that is professional. That is the perfect hamburger.
That's so perfect.
Yeah, mama.
Catalina turns up to a family barbecue at Lonzo's. He looks upset, and she follows him outside to sit down.
Look, I know you probably hate me right now, but I just wanted an opportunity to explain.
Explain what?
The fact that you slept with my best friend? Yeah. You know what, Catalina, I think that's pretty self-explanatory, don't you?
Look, I dated Prime before I knew you. 2 years ago, we just went on 2 dates. That was it.
You should have told me.
I tried. You didn't want to hear
it. You should have tried. You should have tried a little harder. You know what? Just make sure you get something to eat. Okay?
What? Really, Lonzo? Really? So what, you just want me to act like this never happened? You just expect for me to let the best thing that's ever happened to me just walk right out of my life?
All I can do is see him when I see you. What do you want me to do?
I want you to try. Don't push me away, just try. I think what we have is worth it. I love you with every inch of my soul. I don't know what you want me to do to prove that, to make you see that. I'll do anything, you just tell me what you want. I'm really sorry for ruining Catalina's birthday.
She starts to go, but he takes her hand.
God, I fucking love you, you know that? Don't you ever lie to me again, do you hear me?
Promise.
He kisses her. Cupping her cheek, they hold each other tenderly.
Don't let me go.
Cast: Autumn was played by Ingrid Clay. Skylar, Denise Lawton. Dylan, Shanti Lowry. Catalina, Adrienne Bylan. Carnegie, Nicole Garza. Mira, Sada Runa. Prime, Eddie Goins. Lonzo, J.R. Ramirez. Dallas, Sante Andrews. Khalif, James Phillips. Vidal, Adrian Enrique Hernandez. Grandma Hathaway, Jack A. Harry. Written by Terrell Suggs and Monica Mingo. Directed by Monica Mingo. Her